from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Deserts or playas are wonderful phenomena of the nature. They're a starry sky at night. They're mysterious silence during the day. They're sweltering winds which move in every direction with a bizarre sound. All in all, entice you to visit these lands. Today, we are going to take an exciting trip to a very beautiful desert at the heart of the central desert of Iran, to Daghestan Playa. The central desert of Iran, which is called Dasht-e Kavir, has placed many smaller deserts in itself, one of which is Daghestan Desert. Daghestan Desert is located in proximity of Zavare city in Isfahan province. The length of Daghestan Desert is about 50 kilometers and its width is 20 kilometers. This desert, with its low-height mountains, along with its thick forest, is detached from the central desert of Iran. The middle area of Daghestan Desert is swamped with so much salt that even salt-loving plants or halophytes don't exist in the area. The peripheral scenery of the desert is diverse and is highly affected by the scale of humidity as the erosion caused by the wind. I am now in Daghestan Desert. Here, there is a huge sand hill, which is home to the region's eagles. That is why this area is called the Eagle's Nest. Oh, just above, in the sky, several giant eagles are flying. Oh, flying of eagles is really magnificent. It's interesting to know that there are mines of salt, gold in the Daghestan Desert, and probably there is also oil here in the desert. Well, the rustling of my shoes on Earth is because of the fact that a thick layer of salt has covered the surface of the desert. At night, the moonlight brightens this playa, and then the salt crystals reflect the light back. Daghestan Desert must be a really musty place to see at night. Now in a part of the desert which is called Thog Forest. Thog Forest is an important factor for stabilizing the running sands of the desert. If this forest didn't exist, Zavore City and its villages would have been buried under piles of sands many years ago. I have now reached to a part of the Dagesorg Desert which is called Talle Shaitan Dune Hills. The hills of this section look like boomerangs which gorgeously show us the wind direction. These sand hills are really beautiful. I'd better take some photos from these crescent-shaped hills. Until next time, goodbye!
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.